Looking today at the King of Wiltshire. Should D be allowed any legislative power at all?
Well...
Yeah, not a lot. How many boxes of legislative power would you allow him there?
About two.
Should he be allowed free animals?
King of Wiltshire?
Well, if you've got somewhere to keep them, yeah.
So you could allow...
Well, like tigers or...
Tigers?
Pandas or something.
Pandas. If he had a harbour, he could look after a whale.
Whales, yeah.
Should he be allowed a harbour in the middle of Swindon?
Yeah, look, if he got land in that for it, yeah.
Should he be allowed to take his camel train about wherever he wants?
No, I don't think that's allowed here.
What sort of problem would that cause?
A bit of chaos.
Right? Imagine you're driving along the road, you encounter the King of Wiltshire's camel train. What could happen to you?
Death.
Should he be allowed a side servant?
Well, I suppose he could if he could afford to pay for him.
Do you think side servant will make a good topic for next week's feedback report?
Could do, yeah.
OK, I'll bear that in mind. And how tall should the King of Wiltshire be?
Should be 6 foot.
6 foot maximum for the King of Wiltshire?
18 stone.
Quite a heavy man, then.
Well, so as he can look after his animals or whatever.
And he shouldn't be allowed to knee the Queen in the face?
No, no.
What should be the punishment for the King of Wiltshire knocking the Queen's face in?
Well, it's exile, anyway, straight away, isn't it? So, yeah.
And about four different kinds of death at once?
Well, slow death, so...
Four different kinds of slow death?
That's right, yeah.